time. The word tolled like the bells of a church. Fanny was doing time. In 6 months' time, our baby would be here. Somewhere in time, Fanny and I had met. Somewhere in time, we had loved. Somewhere no longer in time, but now, totally at time's mercy, we loved. Somewhere in time, Fanny paced a prison cell, his hair growing, nappier and nappier. Somewhere in time, he stroked his chin, itching for a shave. Somewhere in time, he scratched his armpits, aching for a bath. Somewhere in time, he looked about him, knowing that he was being lied to in time with the connivance of time. In another time, he had feared life. Now, he feared death. Somewhere in time. He awoke every morning with Tish in his eyelids and fell asleep every night with Tish tormenting his navel. He lived now in time with the roar and the stink and the beauty and horror of innumerable men. And he had been dropped into this inferno in the twinkling of an eye. Time could not be bought. The only coin time accepted was life. Sitting on the leather arm of Mr. Hayward's chair, I looked through the vast window way down on Broadway, and I began to cry.